Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is expected to be the next Republican to throw his hat into the ring for the 2012 presidential race. We know this because of Facebook and Twitter. That's where Gingrich asked his followers to tune in to Fox News tomorrow night when he'll discuss his plans with host Sean Hannity. In 2008, President Obama had unprecedented success using the web to organize supporters and raise money. So this time around, the GOP appears to be following that lead. For a look at how the Republican candidates are using the web, we're joined by Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. Welcome.
Hi, Deb.
Well, first of all, John, tell us the difference between the 2008 new media campaigns and today.
Well, it's a different generation of the web at this point. Barack Obama had a very sophisticated, for its time, web presence, but he used a lot of email, he used a lot of text messaging. Social media hadn't really blossomed back then the way it has now. So now what you have is this sort of new media as the digital equivalent of retail politics. You've got a way to make connections with a lot of people early on in the process where people are willing and able to mobilize on the web, to organize on the web, and to donate money on the web.
Technology has changed an awful lot in these 4 years as well, and now we've got mobile phones, which will probably play a much different role.
Smartphones are going to be a major factor, and I think the whole location-based services, things like Foursquare, where you essentially check in from different locales and let all the people who are on your network know where you are. That's the sort of latest wrinkle in new media. So it's not only letting them know what you think and what you've had for lunch, but also where you are at this point. And that kind of function is going to be something that candidates are going to look to exploit. They're going to look to sort of generate some kind of, not a flash mob exactly, but sort of the digital equivalent of it on the web, where you check in and say, I've been to these events and now I'm at the polls. And have you been at the polls? And there's a sense of peer pressure. If you check in, you're the mayor of your precinct, all of a sudden a number of other people are going to think, maybe I should get down there too.
So a get out the vote effort almost.
That, I think, will be the ultimate use of the location-based services.
Who's doing the best job right now of using the web and social media, would you say?
Well, it depends on what yardstick you use. I mean, Mitt Romney is the king of Facebook right now among the GOP. He's got about 877,000 friends or likes, as they call them now. But that pales in comparison to Barack Obama, who's got almost 20 million. So it's all relative. Romney is outstripping his competitors by about 3-1 on Facebook. On Twitter, it's interesting because there's a lot of Twitter followers for a number of the candidates. Newt Gingrich is in a particular situation where he has this sort of infrastructure from his for-profit and advocacy groups that he has had for the last 10 years or so. And he's got about almost 2 million followers on Twitter from those organizing efforts that he has. His Newt Explore 2012, which is his campaign sort of but not really Twitter feed, has under 4,000. So there's this big gap between what he has established previously and what he's been able to establish as a potential GOP presidential candidate.
Demographics have changed as well, I'm assuming, for the internet. When Barack Obama was using different web-based tools to rally his supporters, he was directing that at young people. So has the thinking changed then about how and who you're reaching on the internet?
Well, I think GOP candidates generally tend to reach older demographics, but they're not absent from the web. I mean, you've got C-SPAN Nation, who are very active on the web. The Tea Party has used the web extensively for organizing and for mobilizing their supporters. So I think you've got a whole other demographic, this sort of stereotype that that only young people are on the web isn't really the reality of it. And I think the GOP candidates are going to look for their natural constituency, which is on the web to a large degree.
And using social media to a large degree?
I think they are. I think you've got a lot of older people using Facebook. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of moms who are friending their kids on Facebook, which is kind of creepy. But you've also got them tweeting. I mean, they're doing all the things that other people are doing. It's just sort of below the radar because it's not as sexy as talking about young people and their social media use.
We have all of this information out there about the candidates and what they're doing. Are we getting, though, a real sense of who the candidates are as they use more new media?
People think that you get a more authentic sense of the candidates. I think you get a more manufactured sense of the candidates. I mean, most of them aren't even doing their own tweeting, aren't even doing their own Facebooking. They have staff to do that. So it's not very exciting. I mean, the things that you see on their Twitter feeds are just excruciatingly mundane. Wonderful to be here with the great people of Pittsfield. Thanks for letting me know that. It's just business. So there's nothing really personal about it. It's just another tool for them to go out. It goes along with the traditional tools. If you look at their websites, they all have the same basic things. They have a Twitter feed, a Facebook feed. They've got video, most of which is from Fox News for the GOP candidates. They've got slogans. My favorite slogan actually is former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, whose slogan is, "When Gary goes to Washington, we all go." Which, you know, they don't even have the housing for that, but, you know, it's a heck of a stimulus plan.
I'm wondering, if the web is becoming increasingly important, what happens to traditional media like television?
Traditional media is going to play the same role it always does. I mean, the web allows you to multiply, diversify, fundraise, and do some organizing among the true believers in the early going. Television advertising is going to do what it always does, which is amplify. Nobody's going to win anything on a major basis without having television advertising. So I think it's way too early for TV advertising. The web is exactly the tool that candidates want to use now because it does mobilize the people who are the primary voters. They're the ones who are going to turn out. They're the ones who are auditioning all the candidates. This whole idea of I have to sit down with everybody in New Hampshire three times before I can get their vote, part of the groundwork that they're laying is on the web. So this idea of cyber retail politics is something that's suited to this period of time. But the closer you get to the election and the primaries, the more you're going to see the traditional media come into play.
And so it's not reducing costs then at all. Candidates still have to travel as much, visit as much, you know, spend as much on ads. This is just used in a different way at a different time in a campaign.
Right, but it's also a terrific fundraising device. I mean, Scott Brown showed that in last year in the special election for Massachusetts Senate. He raised $12 million in the 18 days before that election on the web. Mm-hmm. This is something, starting with Howard Dean and moving forward, this is something that has been a great organizing tool, but a great fundraising tool, because what it does is it gives you reach to a lot of people who normally wouldn't be going to fundraising events, wouldn't be ponying up big money, but all those $25 start to add up after a while.
Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. To read his blog, Campaign Outsider, go to hereandnow.org. John, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Deb.